We are learning Masechtas Makkos, Daf Ches Mabeis. We are starting in the middle of the Amud on Ches Mabeis by the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Av Goyla Aydei Ben. If a father kills a son B'Shoigeg, he goes to Galus. And we'll see in the Gemara will discuss what about the Gemara before, the Mishnah before that said that Av Makkos Penoy is not Chayav Galus. We'll see what the Gemara says about that. The first halacha is Av Goyla Aydei Ben. That if the father kills his son B'Shoigeg, he goes to Galus. And if his son kills his father B'Shoigeg, he also gets Galus. Hakol Goylem Aydei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Galus if they kill Yisrael. We'll see what's coming to be Marbe. V'Yisrael Goylem Aydeim. And Yisrael goes to Galus if they kill them. And we'll see who we're referring to. Chutz Megar Toshav. Besides Megar Toshav, Megar Toshav in a Goyla Eli de Ger Toshav. Now, Ger Toshav means a guy who's Makabal not to do Avodah Zarah. So that's a ger toshav, and the Mishnah says chutz v'ger toshav. We'll see what that means. Where we learned aftes, and the Gemara will also explain what it means v'ger toshav in a goyla el de ger toshav. So the first we're going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which says ha'av goyla aydei ben, that if a father kills a son b'shoigeg, he goes into galus. Zok to Gemara ha'av goyla aydei ben va'amris. We learned in the Mishnah before yotza av makes benoy, that if a father hits his child and the child dies, the halacha is there's no galus. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to give musa, to give patch, to hit his child, to lead him on the right way. So how can we say in our Mishnah that the av goes to galus ayideh haben? I said in the Mishnah before that av makas benoy is no galus. So when I learned the Mishnah the first time, I thought it's not shver. We're talking about a case where the father fell off a ladder and landed on the son. In such a case, that is where he's chayav galus. There you can't say it's a mitzvah. It's not a case of a mitzvah. So what's the kasha? The case where he's not chayav is when he's hitting his son. And the case when he is chayav galus is when he fell on his son. So the ma'aseh tosis says his kasha. Look at tosis, the bottom tosis on Ches Amud Beis. It says, kasha, l'ri, the hainu dafka, kasha miyastrei ma'akeo b'teichosai. Am holach b'yar, b'horga b'shoigig. If they're going in the forest and he kills him b'shoigig, loma lo yigal, why shouldn't he have galus? Yes, Shlomo Tosfos answers the Mashmalay, the Mayor B'chol Inyan. It's Mashma in our Mishnah that Av is Goyla de Ben in every case. Af Mekeol Yasroi. Dim Loiken, am I knock a Tvei Ben Meod Macher? Because why do you pick out Ben? It sounds like something to do with the relationship with the father and son, and still Yechayev Golos. That's the Kasha before he said that Av Makas, but he's not Chayev Malkas. And for the Gemara, the Gomer, he was learning well, and therefore Yechayev Golos, such a thing. For the Gemara, Amrit, we said before, Av Gav the Gomer Mitzvah covered. Even if he learned already, it's a mitzvah to still hit him, to lead him on the right way in the future. So my answer, we're talking about Vashulya the Nagri. The son was an apprentice learning how to be a carpenter, and you hit him to teach him. He wasn't learning well to be a carpenter, and that's why the father hit him. And that's not for learning, that's not considered a mitzvah. Frey to Gemara, Shulya the Nagri Chiyusi. To teach a child panasa is called a mitzvah. It's chiyusi, like Rashi brings down. The pasuk says, "Re'ei chayim im isha asher hafta," and we make a hekesh chayim to isha, just like it's a mitzvah for a father to marry off his son. The same thing, it's a mitzvah to teach him omnis. So it is a mitzvah to hit him to teach him omnis. And for the Gemara, the already learned a different trade, and he had a different profession already, and therefore this was extra. There's an extra credit, this carpentry, and therefore it was not a mitzvah to hit him. And the Mishnah is teaching us: a father hits a son to teach him carpentry, and in a case where it's not a mitzvah, he is chayiv galus. Now it said the second part of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah says, the second part of the Mishnah says, ben goyla de'av. If the ben kills the father, so then it's also galus. Bring the marakash. Remember, we have a bride says it like this. It says, Make nefesh. It says in the pasuk of Galus, says Bnei Yisrael v'gerah toshav seicham tiyan sheisha ar meila l'miklat lono shama kol make nefesh b'shkaga. All make nefesh b'shkaga. And the Brisa Darshan's prat l'make aviv. And the Gemara thought the drasha was like this: that you only chayav Galus on someone that the hakaz toli b'nefesh. Masha'inke in a father there, even if you're not make nefesh, you give him a wound, you're ready chayav misa. So the pasuk says makah nefesh b'shkaga. It's mashma. We're talking about dafka type of makah that you're hurting a person that you only chayev if you kill him. Lafuke like to exclude a father. So the kasha is how can we say a ben goyla de'av? There's a miyut. There's an exclusion in the pasuk that if a son kills a father, there is no galus. Om Rav Kahana like kasha Rav Shimon Rabbanon. That price is Rav Shimon, and our mishnah is Rabbanon. What's the pshat? Pshat is like this. We have machlokes in Maseches Sanhedrin. What's more chamer? Chenek or strangulation? There's four mitzvos bezdin. There's skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek. Hereg is beheading, saif, and chenek is strangulation. So what's more chamer? Chenek or saif? So Rav Shimon says chenek is more chamer. Now, remember this halacha that if someone murders someone, he gets the einish of saif. If someone wounds his father, b'chavur, he gets chenek. So now, if someone kills his father and thereby making a wound as well, so which one do you give him? Chenek, which is chayef for a wound, or saif, which is chayef for murder? So according to Rav Shimon, you get the mocham. Everyone agrees you get the mocham one. What's the mocham one? Rav Shimon holds that strangulation, chenek, is more chamer than saif. The Rabbanon hold saif is more chamer than chenek. So it comes out like this. The fear of Shimon that says chenek chamor, so if someone wounds his father and kills his father, he gets chenek. If someone, and according to Rabbanim, if someone wounds and kills his father, he gets saif, which is the chiyah for murder. Now, the fear of Shimon, there is no such thing as galus on chenek. Now, since b'mezid he would get chenek, so if it's b'shoyig, there's no galus on that for kapara. Masha'ig, according to Rabbanon, if he wounds and kills his father, he gets Saif. So there we find Saif does have a kapara of Golas by Shaygig, and therefore he'll get Golas. So our Mishnah says Golas going with Rabbanon hold that Saif is more chamer, and therefore we find that there's a kapara for Saif, therefore he gets Golas. Masha'ig, and according to Rav Shimon, you get Chenek, and therefore since there's no Golas on Chenek, so that's the pshat and the miyat of the pasuk. Let's see it inside. You find that Saif has a kapara of galus by a shaygig. You don't find by chenek that a shaygig gets kapara, and therefore there's no galus when someone kills his father, even by shaygig, since the mazid would be chenek, there's no kapara of galus. I can ask me, so why do you need a pasuk if it's a svara? The Aruch Haner says that still you need the pasuk because the svara alone wouldn't be enough. The Rabbanon, the Amri Saif, Chomer Chenek, Harugav B'Shoigig, Shugah Saif. Someone kills his father, B'Shoigig, gets Saif. He doesn't get the regular Chiv of Chenek, which is for a wound. He gets Saif, which a person gets for a murder, being a murderer. V'Shugah Saif, Nitin L'Kapara. Therefore, he will have a Chiv of Golos. Rav Amar, no, we're going cool like the Rabbanon. That the Chiv is Saif, and therefore he should get Golos. So what's Pshat in the Miyat? The Miyat might have something else. Rav Amar Prala Oisach Habura Ba'av B'Shoyeg. We know if someone gives a wound to his father B'Mezid, he gets Misa of Chedek. If he does a B'Shoyeg, you would think maybe there's Golos also. So Prala Oisach Habura Ba'av B'Shoyeg. I mean, Akiva the B'Mezid Bar Katalu B'Shoyeg. I'm illegally should get Golos. Kamashon, there is no Golos on a wound, even though there's Chiyav Misa on Mezid B'Shoyeg. There's no din Golos by hitting his father, making a wound, because there's only Chiyav Golos by a murderer, and there's no Chiyav Golos by a Misa of a father that would be a Chayiv Misa if you gave him a wound of Mezid, but Shoygid, there is no Kapara of Golos. The Mishnah said further, I call Goyal Medei Yisrael. If someone kills Yisrael, I call Goyal, we'll get Golos, and if Yisrael Goyal Medei, and Yisrael kills them, he gets Golos. What are we referring to? What are we being married by? What are we adding on here? Zakta Gemara, I call Goyal Medei Yisrael, Asuya Ma'il, Asuya Eved V'Kusi. Eved Kanani, which has a din of a Yid, like a Isha, and a Kusi, we're going to the name of Kusi Geri Emes. Kusim are a nation that came from Kusa that Sancheirav placed in Shomron after he put the 10 Shvatim into Golis. So it was empty Shomron. And he filled it up with these Bnei Kusim. They were from different country. Elamais, there was a whole story with lions that came and attacked them. And because of that, they became Gerim, they became Jews. And Samachloikis, if it's Geri Aroyis, which is not a real good Geris, it was Geri Emes. So this price is going according to the Geri Emes, therefore they're considered Yidin. And if someone kills the Eved Kanani or Kusi, he goes into Golos. And if they kill the Yisrael, they also go into Golos. That's what it means. I call Goyal Medei Yisrael, but Yisrael Goyal Medei. Tanin Elohot Tarabon. We have a price like this. The price is like this. Eved V'Kusi, Goyla V'Loika Ayidei Yisrael. They go into Golos, and they get Malkus Ayidei Yisrael, by hurting Yisrael. V'Yisrael Goyal V'Loika Ayidei Kusi. And Yisrael is Goyla V'Loika Ayidei Kusi V'Eved. So Bishlam Eved Vekusi, Goyla Ayidei Yisrael, Veloika, what's the case? Goyla the Katle, Eved Kanani or Kusi killed Yisrael, goes into Golis if he killed them. And what's the case of Veloika, when he gets Malkus, the Latia, if he curses them, if he curses a Yisrael, we learn out from a Pasuk, it's a Gemara in Shavuos, and Makalas, Chavera Oiva Veloi Sasa, and it's learned out from a Ma'atzad, from Mikal Dayan and Nasi Cheresh in Sanhedrin, we learn out that there's a Chiyav Lav, Chiyav Malkus. So you get Malkus if Eved Akusi curses Yisrael, he gets Malkus. El Yisrael, Goyal V'Loika Ayidei Kusi, Bishlam Megoyla, we understand how it can happen, Megoyla, Golas, the Katli. If Yisrael killed an Evek Kenani or a Kusi, he goes to Golas. Eloika, Amai. If he curses a Kusi, why should he get Malkus? Amai, Lati, Avinosi, Vamcha, Loisar, Boisamasi Amcha. The halacha is, you're only chayiv for cursing someone if he's a good Jew. But we know the Kusim were not good Jews, and therefore there was no chiyuv for Malkus. So what exactly is a case that Yisrael will be chayiv Malkus for doing something to a Kusi? Elam Avracha by Yaakov going to Hayid by Vehuzam. The case was that this Yisrael was one a part of a pair of Edom who said Edus about this Kusi and came Zaymim. And that's what we're saying. Veloika, he got Malkus in a case where it was chiyuv Malkus. He's made that it was chayiv Malkus. So that's the case where it's Loika Aydayim. So the problem with that is that we're saying it has to stim, the parallel has to stim. So what does it mean? But an Eved Kusi gets Malkus on Yisrael. So it means the Eved said Edus about Yisrael, or Eved's not about Edus. So it has to work both ways. Just like it says, the Eved Kusi is like Yisrael, Yisrael like Adei Kusi Eved. It has to be the same thing. If we're saying the way the Yisrael gets Malkus is by saying Edus about the Eved and Kusi, so that's mean the Eved and Kusi saying Edus about him. And there's no such thing as the Eved being an Eved. We said it's like an Isha, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Edus. For anything more, the Kavasek of Eved, Shehi Boi, Vuzam, Eved Ba Edusu. Allah Mavacha, Rei Dravika, Hakam Ayaskin, Unkern Shehi Ko, Ako, on top of Tesam and Aleph, Ko, Ako, Shehi Boi Shava Pruto. The case was the Yisrael hit the Kusi, or the Eved Kenani, with a Ako that's not worth a Shava Pruto. And there's a laugh to hit your friend. Is it lava lo Yosef? So if there's you gave him damage shav pruta, the pasuk says you pay fit, and with that you don't get malchus. But if it's less than shav pruta, the Gemara says, Rav Ami says, I'm Rav Yechonon, hakol kashem shav pruta loike. You get malchus. I'm gonna say that lemaisa, if I give a patch to a kusi, maybe I shouldn't get malchus because ain't no yosef maisa amcha. He's not a good Jew. Teretz is, we're not makish akal laklala. The makshina akal laklala. There is a man the Alma holds that just like ain't a loika kalasa because nasi v'amcha lo yisar, ayisa v'ayisa amcha, the same thing akalasa. It's a place to be more sahedrin. If you makish the two. But we're going, they're not makish. This bride is going, they don't make a hekish akal laklala. And therefore, even by ino yisa v'ayisa amcha, you get malchus. So the bottom line is, you get golis, the goyla of a loika is, if you kill a Eved Kenani or Kusi, or if you hit them, and a matzav that's not shava pruta, a wound that's not worth shava pruta, you'll get malchus for that. That's what means loika, even though the ain't a ma'isa ma'isa amcha, there's no hekish hakal laklala. But cursing them, taki won't be chayav alav, because a kusi at least, a v'knana, yeah, you'll be chayav, but a kusi is ain't a ma'isa ma'isa amcha, you won't be chayav for cursing them.